You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Scottish Vision Strategy Conference 2025, and I'm joined by James Adams. James, good morning.
Good morning.
We're back again at Scottish Vision Strategy 2025. What have we got coming up today?
Oh, it's a packed day we have today, which covers all areas eye care support pathway in Scotland. We've got a very broad engagement from, we're starting off with Government Minister Jenny Minto, who's going to address the conference. We follow through with lots of academic input from University of Glasgow and University of Edinburgh. We've also got consultant ophthalmologists going to talk about the latest technology available in eye care. And that ranges right across to something called Peekaboo, which is a new way, an innovative way of paediatric eye imaging to try and get young people, children who may have sight issues sort of properly diagnosed. And that cuts right into inclusive communications in the NHS, trying to make sure that we have the right information available to everybody. Right over to optometry, the High Street Optometrist, they're coming as well, and they've got a huge contribution. The agenda is absolutely packed today, and we're really looking forward to it.
And also a little bit later this afternoon, we've got Vision Collaborative Scotland as well. Tell us a little bit about that, how it came together, and what it is going to look like for them.
Absolutely. Vision Collaborative Scotland is a group of Scottish visual impairment charities who've come together to look at the provisions of rehabilitation in Scotland. I think we know that the provisions just aren't good enough. There's waiting lists, there's not enough rehab workers, there's a whole host of public policy issues and operational matters which aren't being properly and effectively addressed. So we're coming together as one voice to try and lobby and influence different layers of government to try and improve that situation. And so far, there's been great success in getting more rehab workers trained up and then into the workforce, but there's still a long way to go, but we're optimistic and this will try and help the situation in future.
RNIB Scotland's James Adams, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.